This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Even as top Iranian officials and the military issued apologies for shooting down a Ukrainian jetliner that killed all 176 people aboard, protests spread across Iran. Police dispersed students who had converged on a university in Tehran to pay tribute to the victims. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted support for the Iranian people in Farsi and in English, warning Iranian leaders against cracking down on the protest. Many of the passengers were Canadian, which prompted responses from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. During a news conference, he said he has spoken to Iran's president and also has been speaking with President Trump.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region for a long time. What we are calling for now is a de-escalation to ensure that there are no more tragic accidents or loss of civilian life, as well as moving forward to the peace and stability that is deserved by everyone in the region.
Before the statements from Iranian leaders, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky called for a full admission of guilt. He also said he wanted a full and open investigation, bringing those responsible to justice, to the return of the bodies of the dead, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers Saturday and injured two others. NATO's Resolute Support mission said the service members were conducting operations in southern Kandahar province when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device, or IED. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for planting the bomb in an Afghan province that hosts a major U.S. military base. The insurgent group stages almost daily deadly attacks on Afghan security forces in our international partners.